آخر خدا.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden met with American troops during a visit to Poland on Friday in support of Allied responses to the humanitarian and human rights crises sparked by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. This comes as allies take new action to deter Russian President Vladimir Putin. Biden told members of the U.S. Army's 82nd Airborne Division, quote, "You are in the midst of a fight between democracies and oligarchs." He met with them in the Polish town of Rzeszów, nearly 100 kilometers from the Ukrainian border. The division is supporting thousands of other NATO troops in eastern flank countries that include Poland, Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, Bulgaria, and Romania. Biden first visited with U.S. service members in a makeshift barber shop at the division's temporary headquarters. He also stopped in at a dining facility and sat down for pizza with some of the troops. He called them the finest fighting force in the world and said he wasn't exaggerating. Biden also received a briefing on the Allied response to the humanitarian crisis and the growing number of refugees who are fleeing the violence in Ukraine. Also attending the briefing was Polish President Andrzej Duda, who met with the U.S. president during his visit. On Thursday, Biden said during a news conference that there would be a Western military response if Russia uses chemical weapons in Ukraine. He also said at NATO headquarters that Russia should be removed from the group of 20 major economies and that Ukraine should be allowed to attend G20 meetings. British Defense Minister Mick Smith said Friday that Russian forces in Ukraine are faltering east of the capital, Kyiv, further denying Vladimir Putin's attempt to seize the Ukrainian capital. You can keep up on all the Ukraine news at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israel will host top Arab diplomats during the visit by Secretary of State Antony Blinken next week. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Israel says it would greet the foreign ministers of the United Arab Emirates, Morocco and Bahrain during the Secretary of State's visit in what would be the latest in a flurry of high-level meetings held across the Middle East. The three Arab countries normalized relations with Israel in 2020 in the so-called Abraham Accords. The Biden administration welcoming those agreements, which were concluded under then-President Donald Trump, and has expressed interest in negotiating additional ones. Israel's foreign ministry says it would host the four top diplomats on Sunday and Monday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. government Friday announced sanctions on five people and five entities connected to Myanmar's military force. Those sanctioned include a military unit, arms dealers, military leaders, and companies and individuals working in the defense sector. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made that announcement in a statement Friday. He said since the February 2021 military coup, the regime has only intensified its violent crackdown and killed more than 1,700 people, including women, children, and aid workers. Earlier this week, the U.S. government designated the Myanmar government's treatment of the Rohingya Muslim minority as genocide. The government of Myanmar has already been sanctioned by the U.S. and other countries over the treatment of the Rohingyas, as well as over the military coup from February 2021. China's national health official said Friday the nation is continuing to battle the country's worst COVID-19 outbreak of the pandemic, with more than 56,000 new cases counted since March the 1st. The officials told a news briefing in Beijing that more than half of those cases have been recorded in northeastern Jilin province and contain and include asymptomatic cases. China's so-called zero COVID strategy relies on lockdowns and mass testing, with close contacts often being quarantined at home or in a central government facility. The health officials said they're rolling out rapid antigen testing to supplement the current mass testing strategy. The Irish Foreign Minister Simon Coveney was removed by police from an event in Belfast Friday because of a security concern. And going back to our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden met with American troops during his visit to Poland Friday in support of Allied responses to the humanitarian and human rights crises sparked by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. More on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Marissa Melton, VOA News.